Hear that? It's the bane of our technical directors here at Here and Now. It's my noodling. They keep saying, we can hear that. Well, our next guest would say, noodle on. Danny Gregory, in fact, would say, draw everything. Draw your breakfast. Draw people on the train. Get your friends to do a pub crawl of drawing. Go from location to location. Draw everything you buy the way Katie Bingham and Burt does on her fabulous website. Maybe you will buy less. Danny Gregory's incredibly encouraging graphic book is called Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative No Matter How Busy You Are. He joins us from the NPR studios in New York to encourage us all to make that noise. And Danny, I think I heard while you were waiting, I think I heard you doing it.
Yes, I do it a lot.
Well, welcome back.
Thanks.
And I say welcome back because I first have to remind people, we spoke in 2013 about your book, A Kiss Before You Go. It's your terrific telling of a terrible, terrible thing. When your child together was 10 months old, your wife, Patty, fell on the subway tracks, became wheelchair-bound, but lived a huge life, which you drew in the book Everyday Matters, which then inspired an online community that still draws their lives. And then, I still can't believe it, Patty was leaning out of a window to water plants. She slipped and fell and was killed instantly, and your response was a kiss before you go. You don't even mention that in your new book on, you know, how any of us can draw. But how much is all of that behind this message you're giving to people, draw?
You know, I guess it's part of the lesson that I learned from this whole experience, which is time is short, you know, and you have to accomplish the things you want to in life. And so my goal with this book really was to say, how can I get people to be creative despite the fact that they feel like they're massively oversubscribed? Because, you know, you want to be able to look back on your life and say, I did the things that matter. Mm. And I think that being creative is something that matters to all of us.
Yeah. Well, let's get to it. And let's start with
sure.
breakfast. You start the book with, you know, literally Monday through Thursday lessons that people can do. Start right away drawing your breakfast. You got the plate and the mug and the knife set out. You say just start with a contour drawing. Just outline it.
Just draw the edges of what you see. So don't think about the fact that it's a plate or a knife or a cup. But just draw the edges of the entire shape that you're seeing.
Okay.
And then eat your breakfast and get on with your day.
Tuesday, we go to negative space.
Right. So negative space is basically draw what you don't see. So rather than drawing the objects, draw the table behind them. Just draw that shape. And this is all part of the trick of convincing your brain that you're not going to identify shapes and objects with names. So that would force you to draw what you think a cup looks like. And instead force you to draw what you're actually seeing 5 or 10 minutes.
Okay, so you've got now the table, maybe just you've shaded it, it's a dark color, around this contour outline of the plate, the cup, and everything. On Wednesday, we just fill in that contour painting by kind of what, measuring everything that's there?
Right, well, what you're doing now is you're going to start to look at the relationships between things. So you look at, say, the way a knife lies on a plate, and then you say, well, what is the angle of that knife? Where does the bottom of the knife line up with the top of the glass? And you start to just look at the relationships between things and start saying, I know the plate is a circle, but when I'm looking at it from this angle, it's actually an oval. Well, how tall is it compared to how wide is it? And you start doing all those little measuring things in a pretty conscious way.
Well, and you do it and ta-da, you're an artist. You've got this. And then you say, just go for it. I mean, draw the coffee machine. Draw everything in your medicine cabinet. Keep your eyes on the things you are drawing 80% of the time and on your page 20% of the time. So stare at the things that you're drawing.
Right. Trust your hand to record it. You know, so you don't have to stare at your page and fill it in what you think is there.
Keep crayons in a jar by the phone, a small sketchbook in your glove compartment, a pen in your purse, an easel by the toilet. Just draw everything. How much do you draw?
You know, I draw a lot. I mean, I was drawing while I was sitting here waiting for you because, you know, it just fills in a moment where I might have been sort of staring at the wall or checking Facebook. Instead, I drew the microphone stand, I drew the clock on the wall, and I drew the speakers up above me.
Now, you take us through adding color to our palette, literally learning how to watercolor. Try sprinkling salt onto a wet watercolor page. It'll attract the pigment for a really cool effect. Hold a crayon to a candle flame. Draw with it quickly as it melts, then paint over the crayon. What's your goal here? What are you trying to get people to do?
To let go, to get wild, to have fun, to be creative. You know, we have all these ideas in our minds about what drawing is supposed to be like. But once you start playing and you start messing around and you start sticking crayons into candles, you realize, you know, it could be anything. And it also allows you to make mistakes. Mistakes are just a really important part of creativity because they're the source of new ideas. By making a mistake here and there, you have to try it again or you have to look at it in a different way. And those opportunities are what change your skills.
Well, they could be the makings of a great collage. Just find something, clip it out of a newspaper, an old photograph, put it right there on the mistake.
Right, exactly.
Suddenly, by the way, what's hatching?
Hatching is where you draw lines in parallel to create the sense of shading. So cross-hatching is when those lines cross each other to make like a little kind of checkerboard grid. And you can do it in all different kinds of directions. And then you just create a sense of volume, but all you're using is lines. So it can feel like it's almost colored.
Yeah, so somebody's face might be all this cross-hatching, and then before you know it, you have a weathered face. I mentioned how to branch this out and make it a social thing. Sketch crawls instead of pub crawls. You go from location to location, blow a whistle after 10 minutes, move on to the next one, everybody drawing. Post-it party. I love this. You blow up a big photograph and then put post-it notes all the way across the picture, make a kind of grid. Then what do?
Then you cut it up into little squares that are the size of a post-it. You give everybody a little square and the post-it that's the same size and ask them to copy that square onto the post-it. Then you put all the post-its back together and you recreate the picture, but it's been drawn by everybody together. What I love about this exercise is I've done this with so many people who say, I can't draw. And so I say to them, okay, well, just copy this little weird kind of abstract shape. Copy that onto your square. And they do it, and then we put the picture together. And I say to them, well, you drew this one square. You could have drawn any one of these squares. You could have drawn all these squares, which means you could have done this whole big drawing.
And then there's Kate Bingham Burt. You've made me such a fan of her website now. She's out of Oregon. She draws everything she buys.
She also draws every bill, credit card bill that she gets. It's just a way of becoming more conscious. I think that she had financial issues. And by doing this discipline, she curbed her spending. She became much more conscious of the money that she was spending. And she created a lot of great art.
It's really quite something. You have, as we said, this online community of people who are just all drawing. What happens when you become a part of this group?
Well, the funny thing is I've also started a thing called Sketchbook School. That's school with a K. And so far we have almost 10,000 people who have been students in this school. And it's an opportunity for people from around the world to learn about different forms of art making. Every week they get a different teacher who comes in and makes videos showing them how they make art and then gives an assignment. So what happens is when you have this giant community that's really supportive, it makes you want to draw. It makes you overcome all the fears that you have.
Well, Danny Gregory, we've been so inspired by you over several books now. So I'm wondering, maybe we could have a Here and Now sketchbook school with you. Can you come up with something?
Sure.
And then we'll invite our listeners to come. Just try it. How bad could it be? You know, what would it be?
Why don't we start with breakfast? What did you have for breakfast today?
Mm-hmm.
Spend about 5 minutes before you consume it. Just looking at it carefully, and then take a simple pen. You could draw this on a post-it. You could draw it on an envelope. Just slowly draw the outline of that. Try and really look at the edges of that cup, the shape of it, maybe the piece of toast lying next to it, the bowl of cereal, and just see how you feel about it. Maybe what you want to do right next to your drawing is write down some thoughts that come to you. Maybe they could be thoughts about the day. Maybe they could be thoughts about how you eat or what kind of coffee you like. That combination of words and pictures together will be a great way of kind of capturing the story of your day and how it's going to begin. Mm-hmm. Again, don't spend more than 5 or 10 minutes, but that could be a great way to just start the day and to begin a habit that, you know, maybe you'll draw lunch and dinner too.
Fabulous. Flaxseed is going to be hard to draw, but we're going to try. Danny Gregory, again, his book is Art Before Breakfast, A Zillion Ways to Be More Creative, No Matter How Busy You Are. It's just fabulous. Danny, thanks so much.
You bet. Thank you.
So you can tweet your sketch or post it on Instagram, mention Here and Now Radio, or leave it with a comment at this story at hereandnow.org. Jeremy People tweeted me earlier, look, there's Rosie Amador's husband and child's pictures. They've been doing one a day.
Oh, sorry. I'm just drawing one right now. This is our street. It's covered in snow.
So there's nothing there. It's Here and Now.